In the basement of Sterling Hall, engineers from the UW Physics Department are machining parts for the $18 million South African Large Telescope, SALT for short. Four other universities in New Zealand, Germany, and Great Britain are also contributing to the project, along with the governments of Poland and South Africa. The Madison contribution is a $3 million imaging spectrograph. Astronomer Ken Nordsek says it will be used like a sieve to filter light from stars and neighboring galaxies and analyze their constituent colors.
By examining how much of each kind of color there is, you get a different story. You can find out its composition, you can find out how fast it's moving. In our case, we're actually going to be detecting the polarization of each color, which tells you something about the path that the light has taken to get to you.
South African engineer Mike Smith helped design the spectrograph. He says researchers from all over the world will be able to use the new observatory without ever going to the mountaintop in South Africa where it's being built. They'll simply email their request for a particular picture of the light from objects in one part of the sky to a computer operator in the basement of the huge 13-ton telescope.
Just by pushing a few buttons in the control room, it switches and reconfigures the instrument, and the data from that observation just gets, as a computer file, sent back to the person wherever he is in the world, and he never actually sits at the telescope.
Ken Nordsek says the time difference between South Africa and Wisconsin will be very convenient for researchers here who want to monitor what the telescope is doing in real time.
The nighttime in South Africa is the afternoon in Wisconsin, and so we'll actually be able to, from our offices, see what's happening. And we will have an outreach facility that shows what's going on the web as well.
And Nordsek says the telescope's location in the southern hemisphere makes it especially useful for viewing two neighboring galaxies that aren't visible from the northern hemisphere. They're called the Large and Small Magellanic Clouds.
They're basically the only neighboring galaxies that are close enough that you can still study their constituent stars. All the other galaxies in the universe are so far away that the stars are blurred together.
Smith and Nordsek expect to finish building the spectrograph in 6 months and then head to South Africa to install it. It will be ready to produce pictures of light from the edge of the universe by the end of next year. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.